Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Freddie or Reverend Freddie, for giving me the opportunity to be here this afternoon to share about God's Word, like what he has said. I joined SAC last year in October, and I'm actually heading the Creative Arts Ministry. Basically, I love dance. I love to act. Of course, I love to talk, like what he has mentioned earlier. So if any one of you enjoy talking like me, or enjoy dancing, or anything about creative arts, can feel free to just talk to me. Okay, we can always come up with some ideas and things. So I'm really very happy today that I can be able to be here to share with each one of you what the Lord has put in my heart based on the Bible passage on 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 10, which read by Veron earlier. So before we start, let us just bow our head and pray and commit this time to the Lord. So Jesus, we thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Open our hearts, Lord, even as we learn to hear from you. Lord, speak to us just like you speak to Samuel. God, reveal to us your heartbeat and let us connect with you once again. So as you speak, Lord, we are your servant and we are here. So, Lord, we thank you once again and give you thanks and pray all this in Jesus' name. And everyone say, amen. So, based on the Bible passage that we have read through on 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 10, we all understand that how Samuel, a very young boy, right, in his age, that he heard the Lord's call. But unfortunately, he wasn't very well prepared or understand where the voice comes from. Is it a voice that from him, a voice from his teacher, Eli, or is there a voice that from the Lord? So from the passage, we also understand that the Lord called him three times. Every time the Lord called him, he thought it was Eli. So he ran to Eli and asked Eli, is it you that called me? Right? I think everyone understand that. I think a lot of times, even as children, you know, when your parents call me, maybe you're not sure, is that your father, is that your mother that been calling you? So sometimes we're also not sure. So I think as parents, those who are parents, I think you know, when your child make a noise, you know that's your son. Or even as a kid, sometimes your parents call you, children, right? Your parents call you, you know that's your dad or that's your mom, because we know that. So based on this chapter, we know that Samuel wasn't very sure on who is the one that's calling him. So on my point that I would like to share this afternoon on the passage, is the first point is about discernment. So discernment, what is discernment? I think it's a very chim word, right? Chim word means that it's very hard to understand for children, but for adults, we all know what is discernment. So basically, to really know, is it good or is it bad? Is it to know what is, you have the wisdom or you need to know how to understand what is that call or that voice. So from the passage, we also know that Samuel wasn't able to know, like, who is the one that been calling. He can't discern that who is the one that been calling. So he went back to the teacher again and again to ask the teacher, like, who is it you? So a lot of times in our daily life, I mean, we struggle. We can't, unable to really discern. So how do we really know that if the Lord call us? It's something that sometimes we need to really think about. You know, really sit down. I mean, we all in a very busy life, especially in Singapore. We're busy chasing after things in our life, in school, for children, for adults, at work. And then we all, a lot of times, we always go after things that what we want. I mean, like parents, we have expectation for your children. And children also sometimes also have stress from the parents. So how do we really sit down and know what the Lord, when he speaks? So a lot of times, maybe as parents, when your children come to you one day and say, hey, dad and mom, I want to do certain things. So as parents, how do we discern? And how do we guide our children? Whether is it something the Lord called them, or is it something they wanted to do? So I think as parents, also it's very important that we need to encourage our children and give them that support and help them to understand. And of course, as children, sometimes we're also not sure what we want to do, right? So how can we know whether it's the right thing or it's the wrong thing? It's always go back to your parents, someone that can give you the guidance, someone that will help you to understand. Or even go back to your city kids teacher. The one that always there for you to teach you to understand. So these are the people that can speak and will guide you through. So discernment will help us to understand eventually what do we want to do for God. And is it really something the Lord wants you to do? Or is it something your friend wants you to do? Or is it something that you want to do? So discernment is very important that we need to be aware and be careful too. So I'm sure that we have friends, we have teachers, we have adults, elders around us that will be able to help us to discern. Sometimes in our life, there are just so many choices, so many things that we need to achieve, and we are not sure where, what, and how. So talk to people that you think they can speak to your life, they'll be able to guide you through as you discern on what the Lord wants you to do. So I think that's for discernment and understanding what is your things that you need to do. So it's very important, even as we hear the Lord call, what is our response? So that is something that I learned from this passage, even for parents or even for children. How can we do on that? And of course, my second point will be obedience to the Lord. We also know that from Samuel passage that Samuel is willing to obey to the Lord as the Lord called him, right? But of course, Samuel can say no, I don't want to, or anything. That even how he went to Eli and Eli asked him, okay, when the Lord called, how do you respond? So Eli is giving him instructions. Lord, if the Lord call you, you say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So a lot of times in our day, in our life, it's very hard to be obedient. I think because sometimes we always think that we're always very good in our life. And of course, sometimes it's also or pride, or even sometimes we are not willing to listen. But in this passage, I think one of the things that speak to me is when the Lord call, are we ready? Are we willing to obey? That we can, believing that God has great things for us in our life. But a lot of times that maybe because of trust or fear, we are not be able to obey to the Lord. So on this passage, Samuel, of course, obey Eli and the instructions of giving to respond to the Lord. And again, he actually obey the Lord. When Eli asked him, what did the Lord tell you? What things we're going to bring to Eli? And he, of course, he's afraid because the Lord said that is something very bad going to happen or anything to him. But I think Samuel obediently responds and tell Eli, you know, the Lord has spoken and this is the thing that's going to happen. In boldness, he actually shared that out. It's by obedience. Of course, Samuel can choose not to tell Eli anything the Lord has spoken to him, but in obedience, he chose to tell Eli, this is what the Lord has spoken last night. Like that will be actually in verse 15. So Samuel lay until morning. Then he opened the door of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. So we understand again and again, in the passage, it also teaches us to be obedient. A lot of times we will not even dare or stand up and even to tell the truth, even though we think that it might hurt someone. But sometimes I think when the Lord speaks for us to speak out, we need to learn to be obedient and share and speak from our hearts. A lot of times it's not easy, but I think we need to learn to obey, because I always believe that when we learn to obey, it will help your friends or even your children to grow. Of course, sometimes they won't understand because they don't see what is really in your heart. But it's always hard. But I think as the Lord gives you the discernment as well as the obedience, will help you to know that how can you even as a parent, as a children, to be growing as a family. So these two points teach me really how to come to the Lord again and again, even in my own walk with the Lord. Even from a child, I actually grew up in a Christian family as a third generation Christian. So my grandmom is the one that brought me to church when I was a kid. But a lot of times that I don't really, I don't really encounter God in what other people encounter, because going to church is a routine. For me, it's okay, Sunday, go to church, Now go home after church and do your, whatever you need to do at home. But again, as I grow in my walk with the Lord, I think the Lord reminded me again and again to really need to be discerned on what He has for me. A little bit about my own testimony. I joined the church last year into full-time ministry. I was in the corporate life for about 20 over years. I do struggle on answering the call to come into full-time because I wasn't very sure what I want. And of course, again, I always bargain with the Lord. Even the Lord call, I struggle big time to make that step of faith to be where I am today. But praying and asking the Lord, no, is this really you? Is it really you that call me? Or is it because I got nothing to do in the corporate life, nothing much to do? So it's a very tough question. Again, of course, I think the Lord reminded me again to really come back and really ask Him what His call for my life. And again, I make the step of faith, and again, I obey. I know it's tough, it's not a decision. I'm sure the Lord has great things ahead of each one of us. So the question that I would love to send to you or like to share with you is, are you obeying what the Lord call you? Or are you knowing that what the Lord has for you? Are you discerning what He wants you to know in your heart? So it's not an easy choice, our journey. I think a journey of faith is something that we all have to go through, and we trust the Lord give us the best in our future. So for parents, sometimes how do you discern whether your kid's going to the right school, your kids go to the right subject, taking the right subject? I think it's really about discerning what the Lord has for your children. Because sometimes children, you might not even understand your parents' heart. Like, oh, you should take this. No, I think I should take the other one. So I think as children, we also play a very important role to be obedient to our parents when they say, oh, I think this is the best thing. So I think these two points speak to me very much as I grow in my walk with the Lord. I hope that this will bless you as well. Hope that from this passage, we all learn to discern what the Lord has for us, as well as how do we obey the Lord as He called us. So before I end, I just want to ask you a question. It's for you to think. It's between you and the Lord. So if the Lord call you today, what will be your response? I'll just give you time to think. You don't need to respond. It's between you and God. So do you know the voice of the Lord if He calls you today? Do you know, is it Him or is it yourself? And if the Lord calls you today, are you ready to obey? To give up things in your life that hold so tight to your heart? Sometimes we didn't think very much on these questions of our life, but I think it's always good to come back again to the Lord as a family, as individual. What is in your heart? And what is in God's heart for you as individual, as a family?